Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with a purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Ewe Blevin throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World
World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the playoff push is on for the Wolves. Catch a game as they host Cleveland Saturday night for trading card night and Charlotte on Sunday afternoon for bobblehead day, courtesy of CW50. The Cubs beat the Astros 6-3 in their final spring training game that brought their record to 13-18 in the spring. Kyle Hendricks started. He went 5, gave up 2 hits, and he struck out 3. Matt Caesar and Chesney Young, a couple RBIs each. The season opens up Sunday night in St. Louis. The White Sox play tonight in Milwaukee. They were second to last spring training game. James Shields on the mound, first pitch at 7:10. They open their season Monday afternoon at home against Detroit. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Columbus tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net. Puck drops at 7:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Iowa. Game starts at 7. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Atlanta in town tomorrow. Tonight in the NBA, Indiana travels to Toronto. Detroit plays in Milwaukee, and the Heat host the Knicks. NFL news, the Bears have waived defensive lineman Ego Ferguson. And PGA, it's the Houston Open. Soon Kang shot a 9-under 63 today. He's your clubhouse leader at 16-under. Russell Henley and Hudson Swafford are both in and 6 shots off the lead at 10-under. Ricky Fowler right now is 10-under through 9 holes in his second round. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And catch all the college tournament action at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. With over 50 high-def TVs and large screens, all the games will be on. Enjoy daily food and drink specials. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Bernsey talked a little bit about it during transition, about how, as a White Sox fan, I'm in a different place where I'm in the same place as my front office. You know, how many times have we received phone calls?
You know what that's called? Transparency.
Right? I'm in the same place, and I understand that they don't think they want to be good or think they're going to win.
Not
or,
bad enough yet.
I understand, but for the first time in, what, 5 or 6 years? Yeah, we made the playoffs, what, 8 straight years, 7
There's
straight
only
years?
One guy who's not there. Because Hawk is going to think they're great.
But that's the thing. I don't.
And that will rankle you when you watch.
Not me. I don't have the Hawk bitters in my mouth the way that you do, man. I don't digest Hawk the same way you do. I think of Hawk as my drunk baseball uncle who comes over
and just says
to the barbecue.
Wrong things,
yeah,
and you just ignore. Okay.
Right, we laugh at him in the corner.
Yeah,
somebody's got to drive him home. You know, that kind of.
Well,
thing.
I wish I had the ability to turn the filter enough so it doesn't bother. But
it grates on you.
Dumb,
yeah.
Actively dumb and making stuff up grates on me.
I got you.
Especially now when...
every once in a while I go like, come on, man.
Maybe he got the memo.
You can't give me that.
Maybe even he got the memo. Maybe even he understands that they're rebuilding and that it's there's a different way. There's a different prism through which to view everything that's in front of him rather than everybody's awesome. Because he's got to understand, Tyler Saladino is not going to be an important person on this team when they're good. So he can give me Tyler Saladino as Brooks Robinson. It's just he doesn't have to. You don't need.
He's
going to
call you. What you want is for a broadcaster to call good, good, and call bad, bad, and
call mediocre, mediocre,
and fill in the blanks in between with stories and fun tidbits and stats and those kinds of things. Tell me what's going on. Yeah. Well,
that'd be nice.
Why do you want him to be something he isn't, though? Like the man.
I will savor the Jason Benetti games, and I know I will also savor the light at the end of the tunnel. That soon there's going to be. A different look and sound, but I
know I'm very partial to Latins.
Well,
it's his old. He's dripping with old.
Yes, it's okay.
And you're not going to remake the old. Yeah, I mean, not everybody's Vin Scully out here where they can kind of make that transition to on-base percentage and those kinds of things. But for the first time in a long time, I feel like the White Sox not only listened, but... we're on the same page. Nobody's lying about winning. Nobody's putting together, you know, a terrific winning. Oh, we won the offseason. Well, all right. Get ready to lose the next 2 years, though. I'm not celebrating Jeff Samardzija and David Robertson and Melky Cabrera.
Trace Thompson just called up.
Got a chance to be 25-30 home run guy.
Hey, don't you disparage Trace Thompson. That was my guy that summer. That was the guy that I, you know, that was my Brandon Saad right there, where I was like, please don't ever let go of Trace Thompson. And what they do immediately, let Trace Thompson go. And he's, you know, a marginal player at best. But no, man, I feel like if you're a Sox fan, you're in a different realm. You understand what it is. They've told you what it is. You're trying to make it worse than what it is.
But you don't have to lie
to yourself or be lied to by your front office. It's a breath of fresh air. It's necessary.
It's what's so painful about watching the Bulls sometimes, because you don't know where you stand with them, or watching the Bears sometimes. Bears, right. There's a disconnect. Like, are they seeing this too? And are they being, and then if are they talking about it honestly? Are they telling you they're seeing the same things, but they never do, because they say, you know, Kevin White's fine and it's a 2-year plan, and then they say, oh, we're really happy, we're really excited, and then it's, well, it's unacceptable, but we're really happy and everything's excited. So everything just becomes a hash of words and games, right. And it's just a big muddle. It's nice to know that the big fear that we assumed existed on the part of White Sox ownership and management, that their fans wouldn't be able to handle this, wouldn't be able to stomach it. The fact that that was misplaced fear for years should really be telling. And it might inform other teams also. There's nothing wrong with transparency. There's nothing wrong with saying, yeah, we see what's going on, and we know what's worked and what hasn't worked. It's okay. So that's going to make your viewing better. The other baseball question is, because next time this show is on, the baseball season will have begun, because it starts on this station on Sunday. So we'll be in a different place on Monday when the show is on again. So is the Cub fan then also ready to handle a bumpier road than expected? Is that okay? Are you ready for it? Are you living in your world of seashells and balloons because you won the World Series, or did winning the there's a couple kinds of fans here. You have the I don't care about anything anymore fan.
Might be.
There are fans who say, and there were White Sox fans in 2006 who said the same thing. It doesn't matter. I don't care. It's over.
And then seven years later, it does matter.
Well, of course. That wore off fast. And eventually they...
Well, because your general manager told you I'm trying to win next year's as well.
Correct. So there are those who are still basking in the, it doesn't matter. And then there are some who say that just created a hunger for more. All of that, I want more of that. I want that every year. I want every bit of that every year because of how good I know this team is.
You want to walk around like the Yankees. You want to walk around like the Red Sox. You want to walk around like these big market teams with you know, terrific resources and young players and an architect. You are now the evil empire. You're now the bad guys. Can you deal with that?
You're going to lose four in a row at some point.
Yeah.
And as you know, sometimes teams have good months. Teams have good weeks. Teams have bad months. Teams have bad weeks. Sometimes you have your good month in the first month. Sometimes you have your bad month in the first month. Look what happened to the White Sox last year. White Sox were terrific up until mid-May.
Yeah, terrific first month.
And then they were bad.
Because their team was bad.
Because they were a bad team.
Right.
And eventually bad
Jimmy
teams.
Jimmy Rollins turned back into a pumpkin.
Because you got to get to 90 losses somehow, right? You're going to get there. Sometimes you didn't. You waited and you just lost more later. That happens. But it's possible the Cubs could have a couple of bad weeks that start out the year.
See, the 630 texture, real Cub fans support the team, good or bad, Cub power. It's not about that.
No,
we're talking about
supporting.
You can do whatever you want. You know, I'm talking about...
And that's not true. That you can be any kind of fan, and you can support the team whenever you want.
Right.
There's no real or unreal.
But you said those bumps, and I'm thinking about if you could tell a fan what the bumps were. Of course, you can't do that, but if you could tell a fan what the bumps were...
Kyle Schwarber blowing out his knee.
Or Addison Russell not taking the next step, or...
Are you saying for this coming year?
Yeah.
Like, you know what they were last year.
Last year.
You had a ton of bumps.
Yes. But you found some gems. You know, Kyle Hendricks turned into one of the best pitchers in all of baseball last year. Javi Baez had more defensive runs saved than guys who had 700 to 800 more innings played at second base.
An incredible stat.
It was a 397 at second base and 9 defensive runs saved. And the player ahead of him had 11, and he had over 1,200 innings at the position.
That's incredible. That's like doing wind shares for 48, you know, and seeing.
Yeah, one of the greatest second base seasons of all time for a utility guy who wasn't out there every single day. So you can kind of start to think about it with age. You know, John Lackey, whatever program they've got him on.
That's how much Joe Sheehan, we mentioned earlier. Joe Sheehan's count on John Lackey. He's betting against the Cubs. Some of these money lines that he got. Good opportunity to bet that the Cubs won't make the playoffs. Found some value in that, thinking about, how, as he put it, how quickly the Cubs could unravel with a major pitching injury.
I got a long memory.
Thank you.
Well, because you've been
giving up long balls, too. Yeah, giving up long balls.
Around a long time. You better have a long memory. You're old.
Yeah. And a lot of those guys, like, we're going to find out who came to complete a mission and completed that mission and is okay with completing that mission this year, too.
Is that the Dirk Nowitzki school?
We're going to find out.
You win your championship, and it's like, all right.
I'm done.
We're good.
I didn't tell you I was done, but 4 years ago, I was done. Like, we're going to find out that it's the human nature of sports. When you win, people change. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Sometimes guys realize how good they were and try to max out at that again. But there are going to be guys who we're talking about in July who are like, yo, this guy right here. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know if he's fat or he's hurt or he's bad. But this guy right here, did he enjoy himself too much this offseason? Can he get back in shape? So those things happen, and that's the great part of winning a World Series or winning a championship, because now all those eyes are on you once again. And all eyes are on you Cubs fans, too, because we could throw away all that crap. We could throw away all the, you know, the, well, all I need is one, and I'll be good for the rest of my life. Yeah, it's okay to be greedy.
This is my dead grandfather's grave.
It's okay to be greedy.
Old style, putting the Cub handle. You're not doing that this year.
You threw Nana's ashes in Lake Michigan last year in your playpen party, and now you're ready to come back for more.
I don't know if you accidentally snort them.
I don't know who you're going to kill in your family to replicate that process.
If you win, what, do you have to go back to the graveside now if you're that guy?
I used to enjoy these games, and I was like, we want to say, like, nah, not second World Series title, nah.
I'm more on the fact that you got to go out and kill someone's Nana every year if the World Series happens.
Like, every year that Addison Russell and Chris Bryant are awesome, and they bring you a championship, you just put the mask on, like, all right. Gotta go Nana hunting. Like, you just go out there and just brutally murder someone's Nana and then just pour over the playpen ashes out there. Like, that thing happened last year for a lot of you. You didn't kill somebody's Nana, but...
No, but you can win a World Series now and do away with a lot of the BS, right? Now it's just kind of winning the World
Series.
Maybe
it feels like... Oh, maybe you don't feel like shedding that. Maybe, and I said shedding.
I haven't left the gravesite since they won.
a guy's just sitting there tired as hell, like, someone please come get me.
I set up a small tent city around my dead uncle.
I thought this would be more romantic and more have more pageantry. And all it is me talking to the gardener every single Tuesday.
Just sitting by a mound of dirt.
So, like, are you looking forward to shedding that? Are you, and please don't let us making fun of it, you know, discourage you from calling at 312-644-6767. But have you shed it? Is it sad that you've shed that? Are you still caped up though? Like, there's some guys and girls that are still like, hey, guess what though? Guess what though? It's still gonna be special to me because, damn it, I want more. Like.
That's what I mean.
I can't imagine where, like, as a Sox fan, when that happened, I was like, check it out. This may never happen again because we got wingdings running the damn franchise, and it's the South Side. It's the White Sox thing. Like, I know I shouldn't buy into all that, but I was like, yo, I got mine. You better get yours. Like, that's how I felt about every young Sox fan after me. And who knows when it's going to happen again. All I know is I got mine as a fan, where Cub fans are looking at these young dudes and like, yo, there's going to be times when Chris Bryant, like, he's going to be awesome for a very long time. And Anthony Rizzo is going to be awesome. And Addison Russell is going to be awesome. And Albert Almora is going to be a dude out there catching everything. And these dudes are like 7 years old. Like, they're all children. So you don't have to be in that zone. Like, it's a beautiful time to be a Cubs fan. It's just what's going to rankle you and what's gonna take you to that special Cub place.
312-644-6767.
Watch out, Nana.
Wrigley Field is a special Cub place, and you might be there for every home game this season. You and a friend, if you are the winner of our pair of Cubs season tickets. And to qualify for that opportunity, you have to be listening for the cue to call on this station, your home for the world champion Chicago Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This was last year.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Now the world champion Chicago Cubs defend their title starting in 2 days. When the Cubs take on the Cardinals on opening night, our coverage starts at 7 p.m. First pitch, 7:35. Only on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the new Disruptor work shoe from Timberland Pro. Visit your local retailer to get a pair. In a bit of a surprise, Carolina head coach Ron Rivera just blurted out that his quarterback Cam Newton's confidence got dinged and that he's got to get right mentally. Quote, he's going to have to rebuild his confidence. It was shook. Let's be honest. I'm not going to lie about that. End quote. Look, Newton was not right last season. He may have lost some of his swagger. That's not a surprise. The surprise is that his coach pretty much went out of his way to say it publicly. You don't see coaches publicly say that the face of their franchise has lost its confidence. He probably did. You might be too if your offensive line nearly got you killed and the refs never throw a flag. I'm just surprised that Rivera laid it out there the way he did. If those comments don't land right, he and his quarterback aren't going to be on the same page, and that could be a heck of a gamble. I'm Jim Rome.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with the purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, it's Matt of Atticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, our friends at Mattress Firm are having a sale right now. It's so big. It's so spectacular. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Your chance to get savings of a lifetime on tens of thousands of top-quality mattresses from the best-name brands. They need to clear out the floor models and all the mattresses in stock because the latest in technology and innovation is on the way in. So what Mattress Firm is offering you right now, opportunities to purchase top name brand mattresses at truly historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models.
And this opportunity lasts only as long as the mattresses are in stock. Once they're gone, they're gone. And here's what you're going to love about Mattress Firm, exactly what I love about it. When you go in there, the sleep experts aren't going to try to force a mattress on you. They don't have like a Target mattress they need to sell or something that's been there a long time they need to get rid of. They're going to help you. They're going to ask you questions. You're going to answer them honestly. You're going to lay on some mattresses, and they're going to help you pick out the mattress that you feel is best for your sleep style.
So this weekend, as you're figuring out what you're going to do, you've got errands to run. You've got places to take the kids to their various activities and practices. Well, on the way to or from, or heck, sometimes during, if you're going to drop the kid off at a practice or in between games, there's a Mattress Firm right there. It's a great time. Go in, check it out. You might just be surprised. Next thing you know, you're home and the mattress is being delivered and you're all set and you just saved 70%.
Right. Or just drop your kid off somewhere, anywhere, and just leave them.
Or then drop your kid off at Mattress Firm.
Right. Bring them with you,
right,
and then leave them. They'll take care of them for you, and you can sleep interest free until 2022. So go to Mattress. What's that?
You got to disclaim that, otherwise, you know our listeners.
What's that?
You can't drop your kid off at Mattress Firm.
Oh, I was only kidding about that.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a joke.
Thank you.
That's not real. Drop them off at Dan's house. MattressFirm.com, and then you'll find the location. Get in there and take advantage of this once in a lifetime opportunity. Mattress Firm, save money.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
We got work to do.
Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Healthy, and we have to make sure that we don't relax too much. You know, I think that's the temptation for teams that just won is to go, okay, well, we're tired, you know, because we had a long season last year, and you know, you kind of just assume things are going to go as well as they did, and you can't assume anything.
That's Cubs utility guy, everyman, Ben Zobrist. Old guy, Ben Zobrist. We actually made fun of him while we were out there in Mesa, Arizona. Welcome back to the
Bernstein
Golf Show.
Yeah, he wasn't really having it either. You notice that?
He's like, nobody wants to be called old.
I get that a lot from my teammates.
Yeah, nobody wants to be called old.
You're not my teammates. You can't talk about that. Now, he's a good dude, and he also understands that you can't argue with what age does to him statistically. Right. We've seen it. He is a player in decline, which means managed properly, he could be just fine. Making sure he's not overused, making sure he's in advantageous situations, not asking him to play too much outfield.
Right.
Now, we noted
that last year at the end of the year and then the playoffs, he had some issues tracking some baseballs out there.
Yeah, the numbers showed it. When you saw in some of the metrics we had, our the recent guest that we had on talking about the baseball prospectus, Wrigleyville piece, that Kyle Schwarber actually was a better outfielder, even with all of his struggles and the adventures that he had, because, though, the images of that Mets series where he needed like a peach basket out there just seared into our brains.
This from the 708. My husband tried telling me that if they won in 2016, that he'd be less crazy during the playoffs in the future. I called BS on that immediately, which sucks for me because his antics were ridiculous. See? People starting to, you know, starting to stretch out a little bit, remember who they were during the playoffs and during last season. And will 2016 change anything in 2017 for you as a Cubs fan? We're also talking to you, the Sox fan, right now on the Score.
This is Randy in Milwaukee. Hi, Randy. You're on the Score.
Hello, Randy. Jesus. You know, This is after
I'm
a while.
The king of this.
After a while, man.
This is going great. Like,
I don't even know why we do it anymore.
I am the king.
Like,
of that.
Like we should just get back to the Barrett's home theater fax machine and take it back to that kind of archaic way of communicating. Because every time I feel like we're doing something decent, we push the button and we get hit with the roadblock that is the guy who won't answer his damn phone. Let's figure this out together now.
All right, Jim is next on the score. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Jim, thanks for picking up the phone,
thanks
man.
For being there.
Hey, no problem. Hey, two things. One, I'm elated that the Cubs win, and I'm glad my kids saw it with me and all the joy that it brought to us. But also, I want to dominate. I want to go on an empire building spree. I want the Cubs. I mean, a few years ago, I ran into my friend that, why can't we have someone in Chicago, like the Bulls back in the, you know, the 90s, run off 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years worth of dominance? And you know, we were hungry for that at the time. I mean, all the teams sucked. And we just, I just want us to dominate.
Yeah, the difference is, the answer, Jim, is you can get it over the 162. You're going to have likely a 90-plus win team for a while. But that doesn't, it just, because of the playoff variance, it's not basketball. It just, we were talking about to start the show with these, some of the comparisons with, mm-hmm. if the answer to that, if dominance means multiple playoff appearances, meaning a spot, a stamped playoff spot every year,
tournament.
I think you're going to get it.
Yeah. I would love the opportunity. I mean, Theo talked about this a couple years ago. Give us the opportunity. This will give us the opportunity of having a chance.
Jim, let me ask you this before we let you go here. Including last year, let's say 10 years, 6 playoff appearances, and 1 more World Series. Would that be dominant enough for you?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there it is. All right, so, Jim, remember you said it.
Yeah,
because
that's the right answer.
2 World Series victories in 10 years and 7 appearances, 6 appearances, that's where you need to...
In hindsight...
That's where you need to be.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, because you're not running off, you know, 4 World Series in 9 years or 8 years unless something miraculous happens.
The 217 says, I'll admit I feel like the pressure's off. I can just watch baseball like a normal person. Every time they lose a game, I don't have to channel years of frustration because it's just baseball and baseball happens. I want and expect them to compete for championships with this core, but I know repeating in baseball is hard as hell. That's a very aware Cub fan. Says, yes, you can just watch baseball like a normal person who's a fan of a really, really good team.
Scoreboard update.
Now, Maddie isn't picking up the phone.
Matt in the car phone.
Great to be here. Great to be alive.
That's Lynn Bramer's line. You owe him $250.
I don't owe Lynn Bramer a damn thing.
Yeah,
Lynn Buffer.
Yeah, real deal.
He's like hiring people to...
Does he say that?
Yeah.
Great to be here. Great to be alive.
It's his Friday thing.
Oh, is it?
It's Friday. It's great to be alive.
No, it's not.
Well, great
it's
to
not,
be
it's
here.
It's not great to be alive.
So, no, it's not.
Anytime, anytime someone says great to be alive, they owe Lynn Bramer money.
I don't know if he has people out there
Get
collecting.
Get the hell out of here. Just cut it out. Lynn's asleep somewhere in a corner waiting to host his next charity
did
event.
Did you see the picture he tweeted?
No.
He's passed out on a table somewhere.
He went over to the Art Institute to eat at Terza Piano.
And is everything okay?
Like he's
he ate on top of a piano?
No, Terza Piano. It's a fantastic restaurant in the Art Institute.
It's where you guys' money go.
Like, this guy doesn't eat out nice.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't eat out anymore.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi, Jay.
Where were you?
I was playing video games.
Okay. Sorry. Hey, man. Asked and answered.
Yep.
Where are the video games?
Nowhere.
Oh.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
I do. No, I don't want to tell you on the air in case someone's listening.
To me, you want to talk to Dan.
Oh, yeah. Now I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we got an update to do?
Mm-hmm.
Should I do it now?
Yep,
please. All right, I'm late, so I'll just quick through it for you there. Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the playoff push is on for the Wolves. Catch a game. They host Cleveland Sunday night for trading card night. And then, that's Saturday night, actually. And then Sunday afternoon, it's bobblehead day, and it's courtesy of CW50. The Cubs beat the Astros 6-3. It was their final spring training game. Kyle Hendricks treated this one as a regular season game. He went 5, gave up 2 hits, struck out 3. Season opens Sunday night in St. Louis. White Sox play tonight in Milwaukee, their second and last spring training game. Big game James on the mound, first pitch at 7:10. They open their season Monday afternoon at home against Detroit. Hockey, Blackhawks host Columbus tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net. Puck drops 7:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Iowa. Game starts at 7. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Atlanta in town tomorrow. Tonight in the NBA, Indiana travels to Toronto. Detroit plays in Milwaukee. The Heat host the Knicks. NFL, the Bears have waived defensive lineman Ego Ferguson, and PGA, the Houston Open. Soon Kang shot a 9-under-63 today. Clubhouse leader at 16-under. Ricky Fowler is 3-under today through 10 and 11-under overall. Hate changing your cat's litter? Then change your cat's litter. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide Non-Stick Clumping Litter slides right out of the litter box with no scraping and provides a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The first game on The Score is Sunday at 7 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
A lot of Cub fans texting in, some excited Cub fans, like this guy for the 773. It says, you guys never talk about hockey.
Dude, I was just going to say something about this. And I know opening day is around the corner, and I know that this happens, but I got to find out why this happens so often. And this isn't a shot at you, the hockey fan, but why is it? When we were talking about Jim, just now about dominance and witnessing dominance, and immediately from the 815 Blackhawks ? And this from the 708, you do have prolonged dominance. It's just the Hawks. And then this from the 630, doesn't watch hockey, I guess. He was talking about his favorite baseball team. This is something that I thought by now would be done.
Yeah, you gotta
let that go. And it's so old and it's so bad that it still continues. Why do hockey fans feel the need to interject themselves into every single situation?
Because they're insecure.
Nobody ever says, oh, yeah, but the Bears did that. Or stop. It's okay. Like, no one is forcing anybody else to watch hockey. All right?
Just like what you like.
Why does this continue?
It's okay.
You're talking to the Cubs fan who was ecstatic about his team winning the World Series and wants Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo and Addison Russell and all these guys to have you know, the success beyond their wildest dreams. And immediately it's, why aren't you talking about the team that's really dominant? Stop. Yeah. It gets tiring, y'all. Like, y'all are not this annoying, are you? You can't be. You can't be this annoying. I'm going to buy tickets to the NHL draft here coming up. The tickets go on sale April 7th. I am not joking about this. I've already told my lady this. I will be in attendance for the NHL draft.
What could that possibly cost?
$1.
I was going to say.
But I'm going to be there.
They can charge money for attendance to the NHL draft?
So you can have some young Nordic man walk past you as he goes and gets his Capitals sweater.
Are they booing picks like Jets fans?
What are we doing here? Like, you got, even if you're the oldest and fartiest of the hockey fans, like, even if you're that guy, if you're Mr. Hockey, you can't be that anymore, can you? You can't be the, why aren't you talking about my sport in an instance where we're clearly talking about baseball.
You're doing a different sport.
Clearly talking about baseball. This guy said he wants prolonged dominance for his baseball team. And immediately the hockey guys get triggered.
You have it! The 309 says, for the Cubs, every single position player overachieved, some of them by a factor of at least 100%. Honest. Expecting that this year is setting you up for a huge disappointment and a big fall. But go right ahead and think you will repeat those numbers. Well, I'm not repeating any numbers. And
I can.
We have a very good way of understanding the potential range of outcomes for each player in each of these numbers. And when those ranges of outcomes are factored in, we have a very good idea that the Cubs are probably going to win 90 games. Jim is in Tinley Park and is on The Score.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great.
Your previous caller talking about having an empire, I totally agree with 100%. As far as this year goes, we still have, obviously, a young core, and they certainly can get better, and that's really frightening if you're an opposing team. the thing that concerns me is the starting pitching. I don't think it's going to be as good as last year's. What do you guys think?
That would be an issue. And what will happen, Jim, if that is indeed the case, if you get some guys who regress or guys who age a little faster on the curve than you expect, and it's certainly possible, I think they'll bolster their pitching staff with acquisitions. That's what I think.
Maybe one of these kids will have to go elsewhere, so you can bring in...
So Jose Quintana's out there pitching in playoff games for you.
Aha, but we don't do the... The cross city trading
for the right deal.
You stay out of White Sox business with that malarkey.
For the right deal, you do whatever you can do, and I do think they'll address it. The point is, yeah, it could happen. You know, I see. I get worried a little about Jake Arrieta because he's just not going to be what he was two years ago.
I just got a new bulletin in here that I think I need to. This is like a real bombshell here.
Okay,
the White Sox have sent Jose Quintana. He's not leaving town. He's going to the Cubs for Jose Baez and Jason Hayward. Two for one.
What?
Okay. April Fools tomorrow.
You got us, Les.
Yeah, I guess you got everybody.
Remember when George did that and there was an uproar? It was Ken Griffey Jr. in the middle of his Reds heyday when he was hitting home runs.
Wearing a backwards hat.
Yeah, hitting home hitting home runs and being hurt half the time when he was a Red. And I think George did a Sox Reds trade messing around.
Wasn't that North's entire show they were talking about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's who started it.
Yeah.
It was a wacky radio stunt.
And people, like, I believe the Sox got upset about it, too. Like, it was a big thing going on around here. And I was like, uh-oh, somebody going to get fired. Like, somebody going to get in trouble.
Yeah, there was back in
remember the... Then we got those memos afterwards, like, hey, guys, cool it on the April Fool's jokes.
Well, remember then there was like, hey, we'll put you on this country station and then the country guys. It's like, and then the people realize, like, yeah, I think people are kind of over it.
Yeah. Like, who really does April Fools anymore? You know anybody that does it?
No.
Like, on Twitter?
As kids,
on Twitter, a couple of people try to pull it off.
As kids, we did it.
Yeah. But
you know, you put plastic wrap over the toilet under the toilet seat.
Switch the salt out with the sugar.
There you go. Those are the go-tos. Yeah, but then it's really not that funny.
Yeah, I was about to say, the saran wrap over the toilet is a very messy and angry proposition.
That happened to me. I did not do that to anybody. That was
early in the morning. You know, you're just happy to hit the bowl. You know what I mean?
This day and age.
Right. You're just happy to...
You're talking like a press box bathroom now. Where it's like, can anybody shoot straight? Anybody?
Well, you gotta find a stain and try to laser it off. That's how I see it. You know, you got
sandblasting.
Yeah, you got to find yourself an issue and try to make sure that you've got the
that's doing God's material. Work.
Yeah, yeah. Who needs to clean those things up? I can.
At the top of the hour, we are going to talk about the White Sox with one of their voices. The smooth baritone of Jason Benetti is going to grace the presence of the Bernstein and Goff show, but be listening for your chance for the cue to call to win a pair of Cubs season tickets. If you are a qualifier, then you will join us Thursday at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, and that is a fun and dramatic affair.
Yes, yes.
Where we start pulling names, we start kicking people out, and we winnow it down to just two, and then there's one left standing who is a great deal wealthier at that point. So we're going to do that, and you can have your chance to be a part of it. Keep listening to the score.
Yeah!
It's finally here.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champs are back, ready to defend their title in 2017. Starting Sunday, the Cubs take on the Cardinals on opening night. Our coverage starts at 7 p.m. First pitch, 7:35.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
GarageBand, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have three to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our spring cleaning sales event and get an amazing deal on a new Hyundai. Like up to $4,250 in total savings on the technology-packed Santa Fe Sport. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Easiest way to get tickets to every game with SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience. You can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone and I love it. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. All right, you want to see baseball coming up here? See the world champs play? Maybe a road trip down in St. Louis? Tickets starting on SeatGeek at only $14. Or maybe the second series go up to Milwaukee, a shorter drive for you. $19. That's what tickets are starting for the World Champs in Milwaukee. $19. That opening series against LA, there's tickets still on SeatGeek for $17 to go see here in town the World Champs play. SeatGeek's the best. That's why I love it. They save you time and money. They search multiple ticket sites, put it all in one place. It saves you all the time, effort, and work, and you reap all the benefits of their work with great deals. And you get the most bang for your buck on SeatGeek. And here's my favorite part of the app. They give each ticket a grade based on value. So when you open the venue you're going to, you see large green dots. Those are the ones you check out first. Those are the best value seats, but there's something there for every budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And it doesn't end with sports. SeatGeek also has plenty of concerts, comedy, and theater tickets. So it's not just for sports. Anything that has a ticket, you can find it on SeatGeek. And I can give all of you out there $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Here's what you have to do. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code MATT, M-A-T-T. That's promo code MATT. Download it. Use my code. You get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So if you need to buy or sell tickets, there's only one place to go. It's SeatGeek.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with a purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016 Nielsen certified data network score.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Standards apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Rick Renneria, manager of the Chicago White Sox. Everybody's very, very excited about the prospects of this coming year with all the young men that we've had in camp. We've been doing a lot of hard work, working all the fundamentals, doing things that'll help us win ball games. Guys have been really hustling, really focused on doing what they're supposed to do to help us win on a daily basis. In Chicago, we're the White Sox. And these guys are going to give you everything they got. We've been doing it this spring. We're going to continue to do it during the season. We're really looking forward to bringing the pride and passion and the tradition to the White Sox. And we look forward to seeing you at Guaranteed Rate Field all season long in 2017.
Let's go, Rick!
Let's get it.
I'm ready.
What is it? Clear hearts, full hearts, clear minds.
Let's go.
Lose.
Run through a brick wall for Rick Renteria
right now. Wow. All right, can I? Can
and by
I
be- the way, no, we will not do any April Fool's stuff today or ever. And the no, stuff no, no. on, I know a lot of teachers I'm noticing on Twitter yeah. are doing stuff today because they can't do it tomorrow. And somebody, a texter said as a teacher, he does fake quizzes or impossible quizzes. I'm noticing some of that too. There's some videos going up. Yeah. I did have one of the better pranks was in seventh grade. My seventh grade social studies teacher filled an entire wall, an entire chalkboard. He wrote in a small cursive hand this saga of this and he says, I would like you to transcribe every word of this into your notebooks, said Mr. Klimkovich. And we had to write the story. It's this long and winding saga about some this historical so figure.
You guys had to copy it?
Every word. It took all, he like timed it out to know we were finishing in just the 40 minutes of class. And at the end, he named, the person is named. And the person's name is Loof Lirpa. L-O-O-F L-I-R-P-A. That's
dude, that's
what he did. And in 40
that's
minutes
not fun.
Of writing.
Yeah, that's not fun. I'd bust his ass. I'd walk up there and punch him in the face.
And
like,
he's
that's,
just laughing.
Are you? That's not fun. Come on, April
brutal.
Fool's got to be a little fun, don't yeah. they? Before you go to now, before yeah. you go to the phones, though,
yeah.
This is a scout's take on the White Sox this year. Now, see if you agree with this White
is this
Sox.
SI?
No, this is Lindy's. Lindy's Sports Baseball. My people over at Lindy's. All right, it's very quick too. They did a great job on Sale and Eaton deals. Rickon played it perfectly and got a lot of young talent, which they really needed. They won't hit on every one of these guys, but more than a few will make it. It takes guts to do what they are doing, especially with the Cubs winning. But it had to be done. Otherwise, they just keep spinning their wheels. Tim Anderson played better in the majors than he did in the minors. They can build around him.
Leury Garcia.
My man. Renteria will be a huge upgrade over Robin Ventura. Robin didn't want to be there the last few years. And his
last
team,
few years.
His team, his team played that way.
Not the last few months.
The last few
the
years.
The last few years.
And this is a scout's take, by the way. And his team played that way. And Renteria has a great pitching coach in Don Cooper. That'll help. So
that's great.
White Sox for you.
Robin didn't want to be there the past few years.
Yeah, that's hard to hear.
Because it's true. Brutal. In Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, Andy is on the score.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, I just had a comment, my own take about some of the people texting in, you know, about the Blackhawks being dominant. As a huge Blackhawks and Cubs fan, you know what? You don't have to talk about the Hawks because they are so dominant.
Right.
Their performance speaks for themselves, you know? And I can't wait, guys, for the Cubs to be in that same conversation where you don't have to talk about, oh, they should be dominant because they are going to be dominant. That's what I'm looking forward to, not bashing one or the other. You know what I mean?
I can kind of get what you're saying there, Andy. I mean, listen. If the Hawks thing is, and the Hawks thing with Hawks fans is completely different than any fan team relationship in this city. There are more, I find, Hawks fans who take they find more personal identification in the team they root for, even more so than Bears fans, because everybody's a Bears fan in this city. It's kind of like you're born into it. But Hawks fans, They find themselves in this club against everyone else, and then people start to pay dues that they didn't know about and jump in their club, and they feel a little weird about. Some of them do, not all of them, but yeah, there's a certain identity that is found in the Hawks fan base with that team that is different from any other team in this city, and it spills out sometimes. That's all.
Rudy says, wait, back this up. Did Jason Goff just say he was going to the NHL draft? Is there a bit I missed?
Mm-hmm.
If not, there's got to be a segment for that. If he's really going, mm-hmm. I'll pony up the $3 to get in, and I'll also drive Terry there, where we can just sit in the back and tell everyone that every pick sucks.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah. I can...
Tickets go on sale April 7th.
And where is it?
It's at the UC.
Oh.
Yeah, 23rd and 24th of June. I'm there.
That's my birthday.
Oh, yeah. See? We can make it a birthday celebration. No, yeah. I'm there. I used to watch the NHL draft on television, on the Ocho, on ESPN, on ESPN3. Like, I used to watch it all the time as a kid. So, yeah, I'm there. It's here this year, so I'm going to go.
Really?
Yeah.
No one watched it all the time.
I swear, you watched it once as a kid. As God is my witness, every single year, because of how I was about drafts and about putting guys, creating players into video games and all that. As God is my witness, I watched the NHL draft every. I'm not. It's kind of me professing my nerddom, by the way. But yeah, dude, I watched the NHL draft every single year as a kid. Every year.
Did you watch more NHL draft as a kid or regular season non-Hawks hockey as a kid?
There's something about you watch the WNBA draft more than once.
I did it twice. Yeah. Because I wanted to see what it was.
When you say watch, like first couple
sit
picks.
Down. No, sit
like
down.
Entire first round.
Sit down. I'm there, like pick 40. Just thinking that I'm
you
never
playing a drinking game.
Man. No. Because I wanted to know. There's something about newness for me. Like, I want to know who
Devin Nunes?
You're an idiot. No, there's nothing about that guy. By the way, shout out to being a patsy. That guy, he's found himself in a world of hurt. And everyone around him has more official standing, so he's
diplomatic immunity. Just been revoked.
Right. No, but yeah, dude, there's something about the newness of drafts where I'm like, yo, I want to know who the best players are coming into a sport. And
it's a hockey draft.
I know. And hockey tips. No, I know.
Hockey draft.
No, I know. Right. But it's something. There's something
Seriously,
about it.
The Vancouver Canucks select Alexander Dubrovnik from Belarus.
Mumbling the whole time.
Who was that? It was Pulford that did that one time. I think it's still in the thing, too, where Bob Pulford said 17 seconds of nothing. No, man. There's something about drafts.
The Wirtz family, the board of directors.
Coming up after Mike Francesa, Bob Pulford.
The Florida Panthers select upper body
Dombrowski,
injury.
Blah, blah, blah.
Dude, I watched the Luongo draft and watched people gush over Roberto Luongo as the number one pick. Yeah, man. Manny Fernandez, right, was the number one pick too, right? And he didn't have quite the NHL career. No, I'm about it.
We flipped the Jason Goff hockey draft switch.
I'm sorry. I'm going to back off now. Back off a day, yeah, man. That's what I was about as a kid, and it's here for 2 days. Wow, how can like there is certain. Hey, we just talked about it yesterday. When a certain thing comes to town, you find yourself there, and I want to go and.
Are
sit,
you going to the horse show?
The horse show. I want to sit in the middle of everyone and just. And
that
act like,
guy sucks.
And act like I belong. Just sitting right there, just taking in all the hockey.
You're wearing like
me.
Your St. Patrick's Day Blackhawks jersey? Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to get like a KHL. I'm going to be like a real authentic dude.
You know what?
Roberto Luongo on the Bullets and Bernstein Show.
Yeah.
Hey, though, some of those KHL jersey deals, actually, in truth be told, I know a guy who I've seen at Open Skate at McFetridge. This old guy is a pretty good skater. And he's always wearing a jersey. And he's got these cool KHL jerseys. I was asking about it. I said, man, how many do you have? He's like, well, I got a lot. But you can get great deals on KHL jerseys of guys
nice sweaters.
Of guys who then come over here.
Mm-hmm. So you look like you had the grunge band down before they went commercial
exactly.
on you.
Exactly. And then there was the German former national player who kept all of his pro jerseys, who used to coach there, and he'd skate out for practice. It just looks like a NASCAR human billboard with no rhyme or reason to design. It's like, yeah, this is athlete's foot cream. This is mayonnaise.
This is a condom company. Yeah, I got you.
Company, they manufacture aluminum. Just pointing to all of the different things. Like, how can any of those actually move product? But I guess they do.
They do.
Jason Benetti is going to talk to us next on Steve Stone's phone. How about that? And I know that because he just texted me and said his phone died. So we'll talk some White Sox baseball next on The Score.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer.
And right now you're listening to Bernstein and Goff. They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams. Afternoons from 1 to 6.
Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Come into Lowe's and celebrate spring's arrival during our annual Spring Black Friday event. You'll find great savings on everything you need to liven up your landscape, like 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And get a free bag of Stay Green Lawn Starter Fertilizer with the purchase of select Pennington Smart Seed. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 329 through 45. Fertilizer offer valid 329 through 410. While supplies last, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
This week in 1876 had the first official National League Baseball game. The first golf course was opened in the U.S. This week in 1889. This week in 1891 had the first World Weightlifting Championship. Seattle became the first U.S. team to win the Stanley Cup. This week in 1917. This week in 1919, the Stanley Cup wasn't awarded due to a flu epidemic. This week in 1931, Jackie Mitchell became the first female in